Welcome back to The Grub. It's Edo.
It's Greg.
And Ben. I feel like I want to... You got a nickname.
I do. It's Edo.
Greg, you don't.
I've had some nicknames before.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us.
Well, I mean, I was called... Some people in comedy have called me Lasso.
Lasso.
Really?
That, yeah, I don't not weird. Many. Not many, but it has been said. Some people have said Lass Hole.
Last hole. That's
a couple
nice.
Of people have
was
said
that during the bullying years.
No, that was quite recently. Well, they're all bullying years for me. Like every year is a bullying year. But I did have a nickname once that I was quite proud of, and people thought it was weird that I was proud of it. My nickname was Wristy.
Wristy.
Oh. Wristy. Because I thought it sound. I kept. It just happened at a party one time. I kept saying I've never had a nickname. And it was around the time where I thought the term Wristy was really funny, and I was using it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was saying Wristy all the time, and people started calling me Wristy. And I liked it because I was like, oh, it's like a cool gangster name. It's like, oh, it's Legs and Wristy. And everyone's like, nah, it's not cool.
Yeah. No, it's a sad man who masturbates.
Yeah, but I was called Wristy for amongst a certain group of people for about a year.
I have had a couple of nicknames, and none of them have stuck. I've had Blue Shoes. Because once I wore blue shoes.
I hate nicknames like that.
That's dumb. By who? Is that some of your little improv friends?
No. This is
your
like,
little improv friends. They're very little. They're tiny little.
No one else can see them.
I know this is back in the coastal northern suburbs of Perth.
Oh, right.
So were not very bright up there.
And were your blue shoes sort of outlandish a bit? Was it a bit?
I was very excited for them. This is a little bit embarrassing because I saved up and I bought some Oakley shoes.
I didn't know Oakley's made shoes, absolute
This offer. Is 1998, you know, 1999.
But they called you blue. They didn't call you Bluey.
No, they called me Blue Shoes.
Blue Shoes.
Yeah, Blue Shoes. But that's really it. People have tried like Rusty or Russo or Benno.
Well, let's come up with a nickname. Let's go to something and we'll try and think of a nickname. And when we come back, we'll have a new nickname for you.
Great.
Hey, welcome to Grubbs Cribs. I'm one of the Grubs. I'm Greg Larson. Welcome to my crib. Let's check it out. So this is the kitchen of my crib. This is where I keep all my recycling. It's an old milk crate. There's a lot of Coke Zero cans in here. I drink a lot of Coke Zero. Can't stop. Down here there's a bit of carrot cake that I dropped on the floor, and it's attracted a huge amount of ants. There's ants all over the place. In the cupboard here, I've got about 12 packets of Weet-Bix. I freak out because I'll open the packet and I worry that they're getting stale, so then I buy a new packet and I've got too many. I've really struggled day to day, you know, just with. There's certain paranoias I have, like I can't eat the Weet-Bix because I think they're off. I wash dishes like 7 times before I eat anything, and if I drop a spoon on the floor, I freak out. That's my crib. Grubs Cribs, I'm Greg.
Welcome back to Border Force. Coming up on Border Force, this man's sneaking something in that we've never seen before.
Good evening, sir. I have to inform you that everything that you do or say will be recorded and used and possibly used against you. So you fully understand that you of your rights and situation?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, sir, we did open up your bag. You did declare that you were bringing 14 frozen puppies into the country.
Yeah, I did make a mistake. Look, I understand. I've made a mistake there. It's actually 37 frozen puppies.
Yeah, so...
I'll cop to that. Like, yeah. I've put 14. Originally, I was going to get 14, and then at the last minute, I decided to grab another you know, however many the rest is.
Okay, so there yeah. is that situation. Of course, yeah. you did lie on your
on the form.
Declaration form.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't lie. It was a mistake that I made.
Okay, sir. Well, yeah. I apologise, but it is incorrect, and an incorrect declaration is an offence. So we will have to charge you for that one. Also, we can't let you bring in those frozen puppies into the country.
In what way? What do you mean?
In the way that we can't... You're bringing in dead animals.
Mm.
We can't allow them to come in.
It, what's the issue? Because they aren't alive. Like,
it's just
no
a part of the Flora and Fauna Act.
Yeah, but they're dead and they're frozen. They've been frozen solid. That kills any bacteria or any kind
I understand of... that, sir, but you do have to go through the proper import channels if you do bring meat.
Well, it's not meat. It's they're frozen puppies. They're little, like, St. Bernard puppies. There's a few little bulldog puppies. Uh-huh. There's a cute little... Do you have a look at this one? That's a little staffy. You see that? You see its little face?
So what was your reason for bringing in 37 dead dogs?
Fun. What do you mean?
Fun.
Well, I'm a collector. Uh-huh. I like to have frozen puppies. I've got about 300 something frozen pups around my house.
They're just frozen.
They're frozen. I keep them in 14 big, large stand-up freezers.
Uh-huh.
And I keep all the frozen puppies in there, and I'll pull them out and I'll look at them and sometimes dance with them. Sometimes I set them up like, you know, they're an audience for my stand-up comedy show, and then I'll perform a set in front of the frozen pups.
Okay.
I usually keep it pretty short because I don't want them to defrost. I've defrosted a few and then they stink up the place. But yeah, they're just sort of my little friends, my little helpers.
All right. I do have to inform you that I've been working at the Border Force for 10 years now, and this is the most fucked up thing that I've ever witnessed.
What? I don't understand. First of all,
yes.
I want to point to the sign that says you can't bring frozen puppies into Australia.
I don't have to, because we've never had to make a sign like that, because no one's...
So what, you're going to make a sign now because of me?
Yes, probably.
Well, it's not on any forms. Nowhere does it say that you can't bring in a frozen puppy or 37 frozen puppies.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't say on a restaurant you can't bring frozen puppies here, because people wouldn't go to a restaurant with frozen puppies.
Well, so that's where you're wrong, because that's what I do on a Friday and Saturday night, is I take my frozen pups to the restaurant, I sit them on the other side of me, and then we have a delicious dinner, and I'll go, "Ooh, what do you think about this spaghetti?" And then I'll get them to go, "Woof, woof, we love it, Daddy."
Okay, sir. I am going to take these puppies off you.
No!
I'm going to issue you with...
Don't you take my kids.
...a number of fines, one for bringing in an undocumented meat sauce, and another for just being you. I'm gonna throw everything I got at you.
Yeah, well, honestly, yeah, I can kind of cop it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
Anyway, just wait here, and I'll come back with the paperwork.
Yeah. Cool. Sorry, just one more quick question before you take them away. Can I just give them each a little kiss? Or
sure.
Oh, thanks. Cheers. See you, Harrison. See you, Bill. See you later, Devon. See you later, Catrice. See you later, James Spader.
Ah, he's a famous actor.
Yeah, I named some of them after famous actors. It's cute.
Anyway, I don't need to be here for this, so I'll be back.
See you later, Louis C.K. See you later, Mummy. See you later, Scorb. See you later, Spingus. See you later, Strawberry Fields Forever.
The Grub.
I've got it.
What? Yep.
Fuckhole.
I like
That's really similar to something I was thinking.
Fuckhead?
No, it was cunt rot.
Talking about Ben's nickname.
Yeah, Ben's nickname.
Yeah.
Fuckhole, cunt rot, are any of these?
I like cunt rot.
Mm.
What about you? You don't have a nickname yet anymore.
No, that's true.
I sometimes call you Grego.
I don't like Greggy.
I want something.
Oh, Geggy. I get called Geggy a bit.
Yeah.
Geggy.
Geggy wants an eggy.
Geggy wants an eggy. I've never been called Gegless. My full name, I feel ripped off because my name is Gregory and I never get to use the Ori.
Gregory Larson.
Do
Gregory.
You want us to start calling you Gregory on here?
I was thinking about calling, just starting to just introduce myself as Gregory.
Well, if that's going to be the case, then I'm going to be a Benjamin.
Are you actually a Benjamin?
I'm a full-blown Benjamin.
Oh, really? Are you,
is Anne just Anne?
Mm.
Yeah.
Not a great name.
Is Anne ever short for anything or is Anne just
Annabelle.
A full? Oh, Annabelle, yeah.
But Anne's one of, I hated my name growing up. I felt like there's not many Annes of my generation. It wasn't cool. And I felt like it was just like a nothing name. I felt like it was just like Anne.
Yeah, but at least you don't have like a name like Tiara or something like that.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
People have Shawanda. Shit names. Ugh.
Yeah, Sheena.
All right, so from now on, it's Gregory.
Benjamin.
Benjamin and Anne. Anne.
Well, we've really fucked up and failed this whole nickname thing.
Yeah.
Feels like it also feels like we're doing a talk break on Double TFM, if I'm honest. Nicknames.
That's yeah, that's true.
That's
Let's
true.
When we come back, we're going to talk about our favourite fuck positions. so we can really change it up. Let's go.
Yeah, welcome to Grubbs Cribs. I'm Anne Edmonds. Hey, let's get inside my crib. Yeah, little one-bedroom apartment here in West Brunswick near the Moonee Valley Trots. Yeah, and if the lights are on at the Trots and the races are on, I can't sleep. Yeah, let's check out this bottom cupboard here. Whoa, don't open that. A lot of off food in there. Yeah. There's a basket full of washing that needs doing. Had a fight with my boyfriend because he wanted to own up to me putting a dog blanket on the line and leaving it there for 2 months. I said, don't you dare. I don't want to be known as the girl that leaves clothes on the line. I don't want a note in the letterbox. That's my crib. I'm Anne Edmonds. Check it.
I'm sad all the time. It's the Grove.
Welcome to Orbis.
Millions of people around the globe.
A central place for money. Orbis.
Inspiring content creators and influencers.
Complex problems, easy solutions. Creativity personified into a single being.
Meetups, meetings. Find me there at Orbis.
Youth, experience, old people. Orbis.
Orbis.
It's modern, it's nice, it's unique, it's Orbis.
Finding passion, where passion hides.
I work in a cafe on my laptop.
Imagine tubes in your mind. Orbis. Where do you go? Do you go into a forest to use a typewriter? Orbis.
Airdropping strangers, connection, finding out that I was adopted, Orbis.
Reinventing social online space disruptions, Orbis.
I don't trust the Greeks personally, Orbis.
Orbis.
I guess mine would be just probably the steaming big boy.
Boston Steamer.
Yeah.
Boston Steamer, is that the turd position?
I don't know. I just made it up then.
Mm.
You don't you know what that is?
A Boston Steamer.
Yeah. Call in.
Call in right now.
Yeah.
I know what a Cleveland Steamer is.
Maybe they're the same.
Are you getting your Midwestern cities confused?
Well, no, there's different. It's different. It's about consistency of the shit.
What's the difference between a Cleveland and
Steamer is a solid shit, but in Boston they like to drink a lot. So it's more of a diarrhea kind of scenario.
There you
See,
go.
Is this what you want?
This is what you want.
Is this what you want? We need to find a happy medium between talking about nicknames.
Tell us that last time that your barbecue went a bit weird.
I don't know what to do. Like, I either have a normal conversation or it's let's talk about shitting on each other. What's the?
You can't. There's no gray
there's
area.
There's no middle
you.
Ground.
Do you want to know one of my favorite childhood memories? Speaking of barbecues, call in now. But my brother, who was a bit of a rascal, my mum said, Michael, go and turn the barbecue on, please. And it was one of those barbecues with, like, you know, like two, not grills, but you couldn't see what was going on underneath it. So he's like, yeah, all right. Went out and, like, turned the knobs and then came back in and was like, it's on. And then my mum went out there about 5 minutes later and she was a smoker and she lit a cigarette. It wasn't engaged with fire. It was just gas. Yeah. And we were just watching the telly and then just out of the corner of all our eyes, my mum's head just went up in flames. Like, boom. And it was so good. Like, she had no eyebrows and, like, no.
That is good.
That is good.
It's always good seeing a mum in flames. That's what you want.
Call in now. When was the last time your mum was in flames?
We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome to Grubbs Cribs. I'm Ben. Let's check out my Grubbs Cribs. Yeah, this is my bedroom. No sheets on the bed. I kind of like it that way, you know. Get my body in touch with the mattress. It's the way God intended, you know? Yo. All right, let's go through. This is a hallway. Don't mind that. It's just left over from Christmas. Yeah. Oh, kitchen. Yeah. Got some garbage bags, chip packets, things like that. So, love barbecue chips. Love it. Over here is my big TV. 40 inches. 40 inches. I bet you haven't seen a TV that big. this is where I do some gaming. Pretty sick. Please don't tell anyone how I live. Welcome back to The Grub. We've got some very special guests in the studio this evening. We've got friend of the show, Mary Seymour. She's back.
Hi, fella.
And she is joined with her de facto partner.
Well, not de facto.
I wouldn't say de facto. no, we are lovers, but not partner.
No.
Not de facto
I
partners.
I wouldn't say that, Tony. We're not a de facto yet. We're just experimenting young lovers.
It's sort of the precursor to being partners, I think.
Okay, so you're you're dating.
We're dating.
Yeah.
You're seeing each other.
Yeah. And as you know, I have multiple lovers.
Yes, I do.
She does.
Yeah. And Tony here, young Tony, is one of my favourites. And we've probably been seeing each other now for about 3 months, I think.
Yeah, it's been about
Tony?
3 months, yes.
One of the two tones.
I'm one of the two tones, the older
That's
Tony.
That's right, is, all the jokes and all the fun.
I'm a bit more virile than the older Tony.
How old are you, Tony?
I'm 29. 29. He's young, yes. Mm. I'm 29.
Yeah, he's groovy, isn't he? He's got his hat and his... fedora, he's got his little...
Yeah, I've got my little vest here and everything.
I love
he's gorgeous.
I dress sharp, you know, but I like to be fun. As you've noticed, I've got a T-shirt on, but a vest over the top of it, like a
groovy.
Formal vest.
Yeah, we love that. I've started wearing that too with a pant from Kmart.
Yeah, you are both dressed very similar.
Yeah. Well, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah, it's fun to
dress
up.
And it's all about sort of moving towards, you know, intimacy.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is all part of it. It's I look at him and I think, oh, that's spunky, that's groovy.
Yeah.
And then later on in the evening when we, you know, it's just him and I, we can explore. Am I him or is he me?
I feel like, our bodies become one.
Yeah.
We dress similarly and I feel connected. And,
when
we're disrobed, as it were, it's and our bodies connect. Mm-hmm. It feels... you know, like we're one being, yeah. one consciousness.
That's really special.
That's right.
And I
that's
feel so close to Mary.
Yeah.
That's so nice. It's so nice.
And he's
to
got
hear.
All his role playing and that comes into it.
Mm. Yes, you're
like
LARPing.
To role play. I LARP, yes.
Yeah.
I live action role play. I dress, I am a level 27 mage.
Okay. Is that good?
Yes, it's pretty good. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are sort of a bit higher level than me, but mm-hmm. I do what I can.
Anyway, that's probably enough.
Yeah, well.
So you're quite, you know, there's quite an age gap. You're in your 60s, in your late 20s.
Oh, I don't see it that way.
Age is just a number.
Okay.
Just I mean, mentally we're on the same page.
Yeah, I consider myself an old soul. I've never really gotten along with people my age very uh-huh. much. I definitely identify more with, and that's probably why I play a mage when I do engage in live action role play. And my character is, I call myself, I say that I'm ageless. I'm thousands of years old. I've lived for eons.
In the new show.
Azrael is his name, the mage.
Azrael.
Azrael, yes.
So the new show anyway.
So you guys have got a new show together.
Well, there's some exciting news, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, as you know, I am doing it out at the Werribee Town Hall, my new show, during the Melbourne International
Comedy Festival.
Go online.
Get tickets
online.
Now. Get the tickets.
Get online. And a new development is that young Tony is actually going to be in the show.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah.
In addition to my mage character in live action role player, I also do real life magic. I do a lot of up close magic. I do juggling, fire twirling. Mm. Card tricks, all that kind of thing.
And guess who's gonna be his sexy offsider?
Oh, Mary.
That's the twist.
That's the twist.
That's the joke and the twist.
Oh, it's so fun. And Mary is my sexy offsider.
Heels and all that.
And there's a lot of, you'll find a lot of clever little double entendres throughout the show. For example, when I, there's a part where I saw Mary in half and I say, I'm about to split her in two. Which I think is a sort of sexy, little entendre.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that one, but
it's just a fun one.
Oh, no, I just don't know.
Let's just say he'll be pulling tricks out of his hat.
out of his
funny hat.
And then I sort of wink and go, or I'll be pulling tricks out of just about any place.
So you guys are in a relationship together and you work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you sort of hit that balance?
Oh, well, you know, we've had our ups and downs.
We've had our ups and downs.
Especially because, Mary, you have other relationships.
That's
right.
Mm. And I'm in, I have multiple lovers, whereas Tony takes a single lover when he takes lover.
Mary's my only lover. She is the light of my life. And I love her very deeply.
Yeah. But, you know, we've worked through that. You know, that look, there have been tears.
There's been
times when I've had to sit down with young Tony and say, listen, I have multiple lovers. You knew that going in. Mm. He would obviously like it to be more formal between us.
Have you met some of these lovers, Tony?
I have met the older Tony. We got into a small physical fight. He did manage to get the best of me, which was surprising seeing as he's into his 80s now.
Yeah, that's right.
But
well, you are an old soul.
I am an old soul. And I've always
there was tears after that.
Yeah. And that's why I love Mary so much. I've always connected with older women. My grandmother was a real treasure to me throughout my life and I've always found that I spend a lot of time with my grandmother and her female friends growing up, and that's really been influenced my sex life as well as my interpersonal relationship.
Anyway, we've got a song.
We do have a song. Yes, we do have a song.
As you know, it's Christmas.
It is Christmas.
Well, I mean, it's February.
Well, just about.
Oh, it's always Christmas at our house.
I like to say it's always Christmas somewhere.
Yeah, that's not true.
It's always Christmas somewhere.
No, that's good. Yeah. No,
but medieval
times.
Oh, exactly. Medieval times.
There's all kinds of they used to celebrate Christmas at all different times.
Yeah. No, they didn't.
So well, and admittedly, when Mary wrote the show, it was leading up to Christmas time. So we've got a fun little Christmas song.
Yeah.
Mm. Great.
All right. This is in the show, everyone.
Oh, this preview. Is a show.
Don't give
show.
It all because we're not giving it away for free.
We'll just do a little
get online. So
is this in? You can taste the flavour.
So this
so to
is
speak.
In the Cabaret Magic Show that you guys are doing.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, get online.
At the Werribee Mansion?
Werribee Town Hall.
Okay, all right. Let's check into it. Get online for that. And take it away, you two.
It's Christmas time and I'm in my robe and I'm warm and I'm cold and I want to have a stroke.
I like cuddles with my beautiful Mary. Christmas time means cuddles and wine.
Tony, Tony, come in here. I'm bending over the mistletoe, dear.
Oh, that's a bit cheeky, Mary. Well, I'll certainly like to come in and maybe have a glass of eggnog.
He's pulling all sorts of tricks out of his hat.
Pulling all sorts of tricks out of my pants.
Let's go. It's Christmas time. Christmas time.
Kisses on Christmas.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's been...
I love you, Mary.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah.
Stay tuned for more grub.
Go online.
Grub. Here at The Grub, we've been making a bit of money from the Patreon. We want to thank everyone for that.
Yes.
We also do have sponsors now. We have got one sponsor.
Yes, exciting.
Which is
Orbis.
Yeah.
We are sponsored by Orbis.
.net.au.
Yeah, and we, Orbis is a great service. You can use it. It puts us in touch with content creators. It puts us in touch with industry professionals.
It inspires, it creates.
It's the kind of network I want to be in, I guess.
Yeah. And as well as, we will disclose that this is a paid advertisement, but, we use Orbis.
Yep.
And we encourage all our listeners to get onto Orbis. So get onto Orbis, check it out. It's Orbis. It's the web. It's all around.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and it's It is us.
It is.
Yeah,
it's me and it's my friends.
Exactly. So Orbis is out there putting creators in touch with content professionals. Orbis, mixed media network. Yeah.
Welcome back to Border Force. Coming up, the job gets dirty for this agent as this woman has some hidden cargo.
Miss Graham, firstly, thank you very much for being so honest
no
on
worries.
Your declaration form. You did declare that you did have quite a bit of wood on your person or in your luggage. Yeah. Unfortunately, we could not find any of that in your luggage. Yeah. And we were just wondering where the wood that you did declare could be found.
Yeah, I reckon you know where it is.
Of course, I don't, and that's why we're here. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, you know where it is. You know where it is, little man.
Okay, well, I'm not entirely sure, and
you know.
I'm Officer Brooks, so...
You want to get in there. You know where it is. You know where I put it. Put my dirty cargo.
I'm not really sure what you mean, so... If you could just spell it out for me, just pretend like I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. You always say you don't know where it is, but you want to find it.
Oh, I'm just... If you could honestly just show me where it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
show me where it is.
I'll show you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Filthy boy. Yeah, I'll show you. There it is.
Oh.
It's in there.
It smells like grandma's house.
It's in there. What are you going to do?
That is pungent. That is...
What do you want to do? Hey? What do you want to do now?
Well,
tell me.
Is it in there?
It's your job to get the wood peck. Hey?
Okay, do you want to elect to have a female Border Force security agent?
Nah. I want you to retrieve the wood, eh? Well, it's your job. Eh?
Okay.
That's what you've signed up for.
All right.
Eh? Come on.
Okay, if you could just stand up on the chair.
Yeah. big time.
And just put one leg on the table.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's how it goes. Is that got enough room there?
Yeah, just...
for your job? This is your job. Is that how you like it? Can you get in there? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Feel that.
Okay, I'm actually... I think I've hit a wall.
Yeah.
I'm up to my elbow. I can't find anything.
Spine.
I can't find anything. Yeah. Okay, one second. Do you actually have anything up there?
Nah.
In all my 10 years of working as a Border Force security agent, I just gotta go.
Yeah, joke's on you, little man. Hey? Huh? That was your job. Your dirty job. Hey? I got my own job. I'm not doing that. See you next time. I'm flying to New Zealand next week. See you on the way back.
Hey, welcome to Grub's Quibs. I'm the Grub. Let's get inside my quib. Ah, here it is. Ah, it's pretty spongy. Yeah, this is the seam of Greg's underpants. Ah, feel that. That's his, balls, I think. Could be his bum. Yeah, there's some hair there. Don't step on it. This is where I keep my lollies. I've got, snacks and I've got, cream toppies. Yum, 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 yum. Oh, what's over here? That's my little seat where I sit down and write my poems. And, I say, Quiggy, I'm in your panty, poopy. It's my crib. You don't even live here. I got your whole bum under my control. Thanks for coming in.
It is Grub of the Week.
Grub of the Week.
Grub, G-O-T-W?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotwa.
Gotwa.
Gotwa. Have you got one?
I've got one.
I've got one.
What are you having for dinner then?
Chips.
Having chips on the side.
I have chips and all. Chips and all. I reckon ants.
Yes.
Fuck. Summertime. They get in there.
Oh, they're so annoying.
And they cause arguments as well. Really? Ants cause arguments because then it's like, it's all on. It's like, who left something out for the ants? Yeah. When it gets real hot, the ants will come. It doesn't matter what you do.
They are
attracted to moisture around sinks.
Yes.
That's why you often see them in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, if you leave a bit of food, they'll go for it.
It's amazing how
they
can
love
sniff
that
it out.
Moisture.
Yeah, they love wet.
They're moisture sucking, greedy guts, little bastards.
I've had ongoing wars with ants. They come in waves too. I don't have them at the moment.
Yeah, well, we've just had them because it's been real hot. Every time it gets hot, they just come in and they get around.
And they crawl in there and they scuttle around. And
they are grubs, so technically they are actually grubs of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Great. Queen.
You got to find that queen.
The queen.
The queen.
Of England or?
Of ants.
Is the queen of England, here's an interesting question, is the queen of England also technically queen of ants? You know how, like, the queen is also the head of the church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she also the queen of ants?
Yeah, sure. I guess so.
So if you kill her, all ants in the world will stop.
Yeah.
If you can kill Queen Elizabeth II, our queen, the people's queen, we might just end this ant problem once and for all.
So, Queen Elizabeth, you are...
Grub of the week,
Your Highness.
Oh, I never thought we'd get there, that Queen Elizabeth would be Grub of the Week.
Yeah.
We get in before, let's hope she doesn't die before this episode comes out.
Yeah, that would be bad planning on us. If she has died, our condolences.
Yeah. To the whole family. To
the
to
whole
everyone,
family. You know. Sorry and apologies that this is in poor taste.
I'm a Republican, but still, you know, I don't.
Yeah, me too.
I hate.
Still
I hate,
someone's nana.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. You know.
Well, subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
Yeah, like, subscribe. Check out the Patreon.
Check out the Patreon and support our sponsor, Orbis.
Yes.
Just everything you can do to help the grub. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, follow us on the socials, why don't you?
Yeah, for God's sake, tweet something.
Tweet Facebook group.
And call us in. We keep telling people to call in. No one's calling in. Yeah. Why? Just call us in. Yeah, call up. We'll chat. We'll chat on the phone.
Catch you on the flip side.
All right, see ya.
That's how it goes. Is that got enough room there?
Yeah, I'm just
for your job. This is your job.
Okay.